Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Did you see the Kid Rock Christmas? Spectacular.
I haven't yet. It's been on like twice and I've missed about
times. It's the best thing you've ever seen. It's Kid Rock and his mom deep frying a turkey with Hank Williams Jr. It's the best thing. The only low point is he does, he's on, and the whole thing is basically a concert. It's just a big concert with little vignettes between. And he does, his final song is Picture. And I was thinking, Sheryl Crow, Sheryl Crow. But no, Leanne Rimes. Which is like the worst of all replacements. Really, you couldn't find a worse replacement for Sheryl Crow. I'm not. I don't have the Leanne Rimes love that many people do. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, today's top five non-traditional Christmas songs of all time. We're gonna get the. I hold it in my hands now. This here, this cannibal. Because what? Here's the thing. The thing is this. See, there's all kinds of people in this world. There's young people,
right.
Old people. Black people, white people, Jews and Gentiles, gay, straight, male, female. There's all, and then there's people who want to be eaten. And see, and that's really, you've taken a serious step off the track onto the third rail of humanity. Do you know what I mean? You've really taken a serious hairpin left turn down some dark corridor of the social existence of the human race. When you're talking about a guy who wants to be cooked and eaten. And so, we have, as you know, been following this cannibal story in Germany with some interest. It's become one of our favorite things. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to be counting down the top 10 biggest stories of the year on the Rick Emerson Show. But one of them has been this cannibal guy in Germany, right? And it's a pretty widespread phenomenon because he went online saying, looking for a guy to eat, and like 400 people, oh, eat me, ooh, 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 you know, there's totally all vying to be this guy's next dinner. And you know, and you said you tend to think to yourself, well, okay, yeah, Germany, yeah, sure, it's a country filled with strange, bizarre people. And then I had a couple people send me this guy's webpage, and it's a guy who lives in Oregon. And it says, I'm looking for a real cannibal or anyone to cook and eat my male flesh for food. I am serious. You may cook me and eat me raw any way you desire, but you must come for me and take me to a place to be sacrificed at. I really want and desire to be someone's dinner to eat. Please. And then he says, I am completely serious. Now, what sort of escalates this is that then somebody then, because he made this sort of as a public offer, I guess, in like a chat room. And so he gave his phone number, which we now have, and his name. And see,
we have agonized over this. You should at least say that.
Yeah, we all yesterday afternoon we talked about this. It's like there's a whole Pandora's box of issues. It's like, first of all, do you really want to be in contact with a guy that wants to be eaten? And even if you do you want to be in contact? Like, here's my thing. I like to keep as many degrees of separation as possible between me and certain people. So it's not so much this guy, it's that this guy, by definition, will be necessarily coming into contact with people who want to eat other people. And do I want to reduce the degrees of separation between me and them to, like, one? I'm not so sure about that. Now, then there's the other, you know, there's the other little creature, that there's the little devil that pops up in your shoulder and says,
but this could get you a 12 share. This is ratings gold.
I just don't know.
I had his email address. I was going to send him an email. I just couldn't do it.
Well, and what are you going to say in the email? Like,
I have no idea.
Dear guy who wants to be eaten, you know, I don't even know. So I don't even know what I'm asking here. I'm not even really sure what it is that I'm asking. I'm just saying, it's like, How do you pick up the phone and call that guy? Is that a guy that you want having your phone number? Like, if we were to talk to him, is that a guy we want knowing where we are? Is
that we exist?
Is that a guy that, I'm not saying he's going to kill us, but I'm saying, you know what it is? It's that whole, it's evil. Don't touch it. You know, there's certain doors that you just don't want to open. And
do it. Do it before somebody else does.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it here.
I'm not going to do it, but you can.
Well, I'm not calling him alone. I'm not.
If you put him on speakerphone,
no.
I'll sit there, but you have to talk to him.
You might just get his voicemail. Hi, this is the Cannibal. Yeah. Sorry, I can't take your call right
Please.
Now. Your call is very important to me.
I'm being brined as we speak. I can't. All right, we'll talk more about it in a second. We'll also get Big Gay Sarah and Wayne here in a moment. Who's going to give Jolie crap. That's all coming up in just a second. Here's Tim Riley in the KUTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, so Michael Jackson finally gets charged. But the question is, what became of Janet? He's fallen off the face of the earth. Well, Janet is going to be singing at the Super Bowl. He'll be part of the halftime show. That's all we know at the moment. A Norwegian man who became a serial fork swallower while in jail has escaped a prison sentence after being caught with drugs. This repeat offender named Anderson had swallowed and had operations to remove over 30 forks in his many terms in jail. Police say a repeat performance could be fatal. A judge said the 48-year-old would serve 420 hours of community service after being found with over 300 grams of amphetamines. He added, after I was sentenced as a 20-year-old, I was badly assaulted while in prison and developed a psychotic compulsion. If I see a fork when I'm locked up, I short-circuit. It's almost like I go into a trance. I just have to swallow that fork. I don't even think about the consequences.
It's like those people, well, we've talked about one of our favorite diseases. What, I forget what it's called, but it's those people that feel like they have to swallow carpet and like cardboard and crap. They have to swallow like bizarre roughage. And then they always die and they always find some football, you know, sized thing of like shag
or
carpeting
girls
in their stomach.
Hair.
Seriously,
yeah.
Like that girl in Britain, man, she died and they pull this huge thing, looks like a big dead possum out of your lower intestine. And it's just, you know, sitting there chewing on your pigtails for 15 years.
Well, Daimler Chrysler's division has decided to pull out of the upcoming Lingerie Bowl 2004, scheduled to take place on the 1st of February. But the show, or game as it were, will still go on. Chrysler Company officials announced yesterday their plans to sever ties with a tackle football game featuring 14 female models scantily clad in bras and panties. The program will be broadcast pay-per-view on Super Bowl Sunday. TV Tonight, The Price is Right, Million Dollar Spectacular, features U.S. troops. Dr. Seuss, one of the greatest Christmas shows of all time. Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Avoid the inferior, brain-deadening Jim Carrey version.
Yep.
And stab anyone in the eyes who tries to make you watch it.
It was the Cat in the Hat of its time.
Yeah.
Biography tonight, Santa Claus. Also, Legal Eagles with Robert Redford and Deborah Winger.
Hold on. Back up one. What?
Biography, Santa Claus.
Is that like A&E biography?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
So Legal Eagles with Robert Redford.
Gonna give you that love and touch. Do, bow, boom, bow.
Oh, this sounds good, too. Tales from the Crypt presents Bordello of
Blood.
Blood
with Dennis Miller, baby. Yeah.
Isn't Corey Feldman in that, too?
Probably. He's in everything. The greatest performance of Dennis Miller's movie career, Bordello of Blood. Terrible film. And it's got Erica Alaniak, I believe, who is one of the all-time hot Baywatch and Playboy girls. So, big fan of her.
So that's it for now. Next news when it happens. I'm Tim Riley.
All right. 503-250-1080 in Portland. Yeah. And see, and then here's his address, too. You know? And it's not like it's private. I mean, it's like publicly posted right here. It's like, here's my address. Would you, and then there's like a full, like a picture. And
but you know, there's a big chance that it doesn't even exist, that somebody's just messing with them. Because who would actually put their full address and phone number?
A guy
and
who
name?
Wants to be eaten. I
just find it hard to buy. I don't think that. That it's real.
I find it hard to buy that a guy wants to be sautéed and cooked and have his penis chopped off and made into some sort of a flambé, but
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, but there's a guy in Germany on trial for making his wish come true.
But that's Germany. This is Bend, Oregon.
Yes. It's all very... Didn't Christina live in Bend?
She really does.
Yeah. Have fun with that. All right. We're going to get to Wayne in a second. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, Big Gay Sarah. How are you, sister?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I got this nose hair in my right nostril that doesn't want to go away. That's what you can get me for Christmas. I'm going to get me nose hair clippers.
Oh, yep. All right.
Get your finger out of your nose.
I've got to pull. It's a nose. It's tickling me.
That's funny because I had a dentist appointment this morning and my nose was numb for like 2 hours.
There you go. See, what are you going to do? It's a nose hair. I've got to pluck it out. I've got nothing else to get rid of it with.
Go to the bathroom and do it. Don't do it in front of everybody.
Look away. Avert your eyes, woman.
Yeah.
So you don't have to stare at me. That's
yes,
like,
I do. That's how we all talk to each other. We all have to look at each other.
It's like those people who turn on the radio. I hate that Rick Emerson didn't turn it on. Just sit there just listening to the radio for things to be horrified. I'm picking my nose. You look over, you're going to see me. You know. All right, anyway. Moving on. What's up?
Well, I was just calling because I've got one better than Matt in his Izod shirt and his first grade teacher.
Yeah.
When I was in second grade, my second grade teacher was super hot in Pasco, and I was like
yeah.
her pet. And for summer vacation, she called and invited me to her family's, like, pool party. And so my super hot second grade teacher was running around in a bikini in front of me.
Now, were you like, full-on gay from jump, like you totally knew along?
Yeah, because I can look back and go, yeah.
Excellent.
I remember being a little second grade girl, like, all trying to, so, how are you today?
Yeah.
Wanting to get in on that.
Totally, so. Bringing her like the apple. Here you go. Teacher's pet is always one of those phrases that got used sort of pejoratively, but I think I got tagged as that a couple times when I was growing up, because I was kind of, you know, kind of bright for my age and whatnot.
Yeah,
so the teachers always singled me out because I knew how to read before a lot of other kids and whatnot. And I always thought it was kind of cool. I never minded being the teacher's pet because I always knew that it totally paid off because you could get away with, you could slack.
Murder.
You totally had a get out of jail free card for numerous F-ups. You know,
I remember in my third grade class, I didn't have my homework done, and the little kid sitting next to me was like, Mrs. Miner, Sarah doesn't have her homework done. And she was like, that was because she was at my house walking my dog.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
See, that's what I'm
and
talking about.
And he was like, no.
It's just like being the trustee in Oz, you know, you can totally do whatever you want. Hey, how's the phone sex career going?
It's going well, you know. It's still disgusting and nasty, but...
Yeah, but I mean, we totally have to, you know, to observe that at some point. It's like trying to, you know, like spot something in the wild, like Marlon Perkins trying to follow a salmon. We totally have to just observe that somehow. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you are, you're on the phone with the guy, and they tell you to try to, like, drag it out as long as possible when you're doing phone sex, right? How long... Like, what's the longest you've been able to keep a guy on the phone? Because, correct
45
me...
45 minutes.
45 minutes? Because it seems to me that as soon as the guy reaches his completion, he's out of there, right?
Yeah, but this guy was great because he wanted to stop. He didn't want it to be over fast enough, so we spent a good 20 minutes talking about Europe.
Oh, God. I've got to spend more money! I'm not
like,
broke enough!
Oh, okay, you're a freak job. All right.
All right, and so, now, let me ask you this. As a gay woman, do you have to do this? Do you have to do this business like when you're talking to the guy and he's reaching his apogee, as it were?
Mm-hmm.
Are you obliged to reciprocate and sort of make it seem that that you're doing it too?
Oh yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, okay, so you're supposed to. You kind of have to fake the big O along
with
him.
Oh, I'm very good at faking it.
So do you ever enjoy it?
That
was gonna be my next question.
Literally, no. I mean, because it's not like these guys are, like, normal, decent, you know, guys that you could at one time be attracted to. They're
right.
Like, I want to sniff your panties. And you're like,
You know, the funny thing is...
Today, you haven't showered today, right? I want to smell your armpits. You're just like...
You know,
okay, whatever floats your boat, dude.
And the really ironic thing is that these guys don't even know that with every weird request, they are pushing you farther and farther into gaydom and further away from anybody who would ever actually do them.
That's very true.
God, you're
which my fun announcement is, I'm actually going to Canada and getting married this week, or over the 30th.
Oh, this is to your...
To your lady friend?
To my lady friend.
Yes, yeah, so who's been in attendance with you and a couple of our listeners. But, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
If I'd known, I would have bought you a thing or grill.
Yeah, don't. It's going to be me and her and my mom and my stepdad.
All right. Well, I'll get you like a chopping board or a table saw, whatever it is you people like. All right, well, congratulations, and let us know when you get back, sister.
All right.
If we don't talk to you, have a happy holiday. There you go. There's a big gay Sarah. Yeah, we totally got to figure out a way to observe that sort of a thing. We get back, we're going to talk to Wayne. He wants to give Jolie crap. We'll talk more about this cannibal business. I mean, how do you even start that phone call? It's... Hello?
Sorry. I hear you like guys to eat you.
I mean, there's just no way that you can even... I don't know. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Here's Guns N' Roses. I'm a small town white boy. Just trying to make ends meet.
live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We got this. Rick, there's a new... Ooh, God damn, this is creepy. Todd says, there's a new really creepy picture of Michael Jackson on the Drudge Report. Boy, I'm looking at it right now. Boy, that isn't the truth. Jesus. That's a face you don't want to see leering over your bed late at night. Yeah. But sadly, that kind of is the picture you probably see leering over your bed late at night if you hang out at the Neverland Ranch. Yeah, you don't want to look at that. Take my advice. I'm telling you right now, don't go look at it. You don't. No, see, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to complain if you go and look and you're scarred by it. That's a disturbing
He's
freaking...
He's evil.
Yeah. You know what he looks like? He looks like, I don't know, he just looks like some bizarre, like, Pied Piper of Hamelin in hell or something.
He looks like Satan in drag.
Yeah. He kind of has a Marilyn Manson thing going on a little bit, too. Yeah, go to Drudge Report. There's a creepy damn picture of Michael Jackson who's just got hit with seven counts of molesting and 2 counts of giving the booze to the kid. Subject line of this email, about the guy that wants to be eaten. Have him on the damn show, you pussy. If only for your loyal audience's entertainment, just do it. F. Matt with grilled man flesh from Bend.
This F-Mat is brought to you by EditHere.com.
And why did the guy have to say man flesh? You know what I mean? In the little the personal page or whatever about how he wants to be eaten? Like, it wasn't disturbing enough. He figured he had to ramp it up somehow so we'd be freaked out by it. Let's talk to Wayne. You're on Hot Talk Today, KFTK. What's up?
Rick.
Wayne.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you gotta give Jolie shit, man. She just killed my Christmas.
Why? I had to give her crap. Why? I had to bleep that. But why? Because...
Because what is this no gift certificate? You know, I'm not going to go buy my wife clothes. She'll look at me like I'm an idiot.
Well, this is what I've been saying for years. Is it like, you know, there's certain stuff you're just not going to get right. And so you might as well just give them the ability to, you know, the Lord helps those who help themselves.
Hey, she can pick it out herself. Now, you know, the underwear and stuff like that. Yeah, I'll pick that out. That's all good, you know.
Well, it's like, God forbid you, and, you know, and here's the thing about buying, especially when it comes to clothing. There is no winning if you try to buy your woman clothing, because if you buy it too small, then she thinks that you want her to lose weight. If you buy it too big, then it's like you think I'm fat, you know. And the odds of you buying it in exactly the right size, it's like a 50 to 1 shot. You might as well just throw darts at the freaking board, you know what I mean?
Exactly, you know.
So, because
I say get her the gift certificate and let her buy her own clothes.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. That's Wayne. And, you know, and all guys do the same thing anyway. Guys go into the, you know, the store. It doesn't matter where you are. It could be Nordstrom. It could be Meyer and Frank. Doesn't matter. You're there. Woman behind the counter. Guy always does the same thing. Well, she's about your size, you know, to the woman who's running the cash register. The same thing every guy does. So, you know, better off not even... Don't even front like you're going to be able to do that. That's nothing but bad. All right. We've got another one here. Rick, how can you not call the cannibal? What kind of a radio host are you? I don't know. I mean, because then he's going to want to know how, you know, like, how, well, how do I call you? And then we'll have to, like, give him a number to call. And then you've got a guy who wants to be eaten who's got your phone number, you know? And it's like, that's, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And late at night, he's going to be sitting there with some guy, rubbing him down with A1, and they're going to need a third person, and they're going to go through his phone book, and it's like, and then we're going to be in there, and then next thing you know, there's some guy in a leather hood with some chloroform out front, and, you know, we're one producer short. It's just, it seems like there's many, many, many reasons we would not want to call a guy who wants to be eaten. I mean, I know it's... I mean, maybe we could send him an email or something. We could email
no,
him.
No, I think it would be better just call him.
What, is it tacky? It's tacky to email,
right? I don't know. Then he could start sending you all kinds of freaky emails.
We could do it from some, like, other address, though.
We could
go
into one of the cubicles over... They haven't...
Steve Pelequin. We'll do it from his old cubicle.
Yeah.
There you go. And we could
just
say...
All their phone lines.
We could say, you may have heard of me. My name is Steve Pelequin. I might like to eat you. And, you know, please, you know, tell me... I am curious to know more about this exciting opportunity. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I'm not calling him alone. This guy in Oregon who purportedly wants to be cooked and eaten by somebody.
I will call him with you after the show.
Okay.
But so, you're talking. I'll dial. You talk.
Okay, but do we even say who we are, or do we identify ourselves right off? Or do we say, like, we're from...
Just say that...
A radio station?
Yeah, or just say we've been surfing the Yahoo personals and found his personal very interesting.
All right, and we'd like to talk to you more about your particular interest. All right. All right, what?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, all right, so we'll do that. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. We'll do this. We'll come back. We'll get Chris on the other side, and we'll get today's top five unconventional Christmas songs of all time. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Like us at 3 World Famous Phil Henry Show at 7. I'm just going to do it. Here's the Ren and Stimpy news. The only Ren and Stimpy news is this. It really is anticlimactic, though. But is that they put out a 3-disc set, The Best of Ren and Stimpy, on DVD. The only real news, it's not even news so much as it is just a passing observation, which is of interest to perhaps 3 people, is that I'm not going to buy it because it doesn't contain Stimpy's fan club, which is, to my mind, the greatest of all Ren and Stimpy episodes. There you go. Wasn't that worth waiting like 5 days for? Hey, before we move on, Sarah, you saw Return of the King last night.
I did.
While keeping your review spoiler-free, what did you think of it?
It was pretty.
That's the second sort of mediocre review we've had.
I mean, everyone else who was in the theater seemed to really love it. I felt like Justin really liked it.
But Justin was a big fan.
Just felt like there were a lot of loose ends, and like everything was all about Frodo. I mean, Elijah Wood bothers me as an actor.
Did you like the first two?
Yeah.
All right.
I did. This one, I don't know, it was really beautiful, and the battle scenes were really cool. But, I mean, there were a lot of stories that they brought up in the beginning and then kind of ignored for 3 hours and then finally, like, tied up those loose ends at the very end. And it seemed like, I know that you told me that it started out as a 6-hour movie, and I can see why, because it seemed like a lot was cut out.
Well, that's why, like, it's like that Two Towers. I mean, it's like the director's got a Two Towers, like 4 hours and 50 minutes long or something.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. It was the most beautiful out of all of them, I'd say.
Maybe they needed Ashton Kutcher.
It's exactly what they needed.
Or Frankie Munoz.
They needed Conrad Bain in there. Rick, does the edible guy make his own gravy? P.S. F. Matt with a box of man meat helper.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Helper.
5, 4,
yeah, thank you. That's way to go.
I wasn't even waiting for a cue this time. I just had to get out of that.
Rick, I will call the cannibal. I am recently unemployed and have nothing to lose.
Counting is wonderful.
That's kind of sad.
Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing.
Well, she works at Comcast, I think. I'm looking at the,
Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count.
Then she signs an F. Matt with a, sacrificed sausage and sauerkraut.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Yeah. Here's Tim Riley with today's top five.
And the bad thing about Comcast is it's bought by somebody else like every 4 months. You walk by that door and there's a different name on the door like every other week. Well, here we go. Yes, the holidays, a time for togetherness, family, and hearing the same 15 songs again and again and again. As an antidote and remedy to the barking dogs and their ilk, we proudly present these, the top five non-traditional Christmas songs of all time. An honorable mention going to the South Park gang, and it's hard to be a Jew at Christmas.
These are the top five songs that you're not going to hear pounded to death on every radio station in the name of God.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any
games.
And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate.
I love this song.
Me too.
Or leave water out for Rudolph, because there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew.
On Christmas. Lara's got this thing where she just found out that, like, her grandparents were Jewish.
Not a
It's like something that like the family hid or like covered up or whatever, and they just so she's taken in the last week or so to prefacing every statement with, well, as a Jew. So it's like, we're on the couch. Okay, well, the simple life is over. What do you want to watch? Well, as a Jew, I feel we should watch the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Okay? Where do you know... What CD should we listen? As a Jew, I feel we should listen to, the Indigo Girls.
I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I'd be merry,
but I'm Hebrew.
On Christmas.
At number five, the Vandals and Oi to the World.
Vandals. Noted 60s girl group, the Vandals.
I guess this isn't them, is it?
This song would be so much better with Gwen Stefani singing.
Hodgie was a punk just like any other boy, and he never had no trouble till he started up his oi. Then safe in the garage, singing in the tub, till Hodgie went too far and he plugged in at the club. Cold Christmas Eve when Trevor and the Skins popped in for a pint and then lick a bag of crisps. Trevor liked the music, but not the unity. He unwound Hodgie's server and he knocked him to his knees.
I used to live with this guy in Salt Lake, just the biggest Oi fan on earth, and I had to hear this album over and over and over and over and over every holiday season. Everybody wins. Oi's one of those music forms that never really caught on in America, I mean, to any appreciable degree. I mean, we only kind of get these, sort of bizarre Oi-esque bands that we're kind of really into, but Oi itself kind of never really caught on here. Because there's like some rule that everybody in an Oi band has to look like Phil Hendry, and so it becomes a thing that you don't really want to be part of.
And at number four, Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg, The Night Before Christmas.
I think this is our favorite here. I think this is the favorite on the list. I think this is if we had to pick one song that we play on the air here that represents it all to us, it's what I'm talking about.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the hood, ain't that was stirring. Nope.
It was all good.
The stocking was hung on my big fat. He was hoping to get some of that good from old Jolly Saint Nick. The children were snuggled up, sleeping in bed. My bitch on my job, giving holiday.
Sarah's got a look on her face as though she smelled something rancid.
I don't like this song. It makes me feel all dirty.
Mission accomplished.
And at number three, Otis Redding, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Who could be cooler than Otis? Answer, nobody. Nobody. Why is this song not played everywhere? It's a crime.
It's got more like Christmas soul than anything.
Dude.
Should it treat the night?
I mean, I won't lie. You know, putting up decorations in the house, there's lights and all that stuff. This on the stereo. This, B.B. King, Dean Martin, Frank, back to back to back to back.
You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise.
It's a little keyboard line, too. That's what sells it there.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
Damn, what a great song.
At number two, the Run DMCs and Christmas in Hollis.
This is still one of the all-time great Christmas songs. I mean, God, it's been 20 years probably since this came out. I remember nagging my mom one year to make collard greens for Christmas because Run DMC was talking about it and I thought it sounded cool.
December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog, oh my God.
An ill reindeer. Who talks about an ill reindeer? How great is that?
And at number one, the Kinks and Father Christmas.
This is it. It doesn't get any better than this. Hands down, the finest non-traditional Christmas song ever recorded by one of the great underrated, underpraised bands of our time. Ray and Dave Davis should be at the Kinks. In my opinion, I'm speaking solely for me now. In my opinion, I mean, the Kinks, I think, kind of counted the first punk band. I mean, they just created that whole sound so long before it ever existed in, you know, in New York or in Britain. Well, I mean, in Britain with the Sex Pistols, anyway. I mean, they were a generation ahead of the Sex Pistols and all those guys. I mean, there's a pretty direct line from the Kinks to Green Day. I mean, it just, you can draw from A to C pretty easily there. Alright, there's your top five. We'll be back after this to wrap it up. Like us at 3, Phil Hendry at 7. Stay there. It's Hot Talk 1080. K with the K. Don't go anywhere.
Don't give my brother a Steve off an outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We got this, Rick, you wuss. Such respect, such love for the host. It's what sets this show aside, yes. It's just this kind of respect and loyalty from the audience that... Anyway, Rick, grow some balls and call that guy. I messaged him in chat once to ask if he was serious, so I've actually talked to the guy who wants to be eaten. Okay. In case you forgot, by the way, you give your friggin' number out on the air. Stranger people than this guy have a number they can reach you at. Now, that's a fair point. That's completely true.
All right, let's do it.
Dan on the Coop. All right, we'll talk to him after the show. So after today's show, immediately following today's program, Sarah and I will be contacting the guy who wants to be eaten. And, you know, just in time for the holidays, too. So who knows, you know, apple in his mouth, little corn, we're all good to go. Let's see. Don't forget, tomorrow, Friday, Peter Carlin, TV critic for the Oregonian, going to be joining us. And tomorrow's top five. Well, actually, it's an expanded top five. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the top 10 biggest stories of the year. Top 10 biggest stories that we have covered here on the Rick Emerson Show. So you want to be listening for that. So that is coming up tomorrow. You want to be listening. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent John Bisney and Jim Roop, both of whom joined us today. Probably, I would imagine, more Michael Jackson news tomorrow, so we'll listen to that. Ian McKellen, Tom Cruise, Russell Crowe, Jack Nicholson, Halle Berry, Jen Connolly, Joan Webb, all our limbless fighting soldiers in Iraq. We want to thank Jolie from the front desk. We want to thank our friend Casey, who brought us the Girls Gone Wild today. Oh, yeah. And what else? Don't forget, tickets for the one-man show, Bigger Than Jesus, The Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan, available 24-7 with major credit cards online at rickemerson.com. Like us next, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll be back in 21 hours with the KGK Noon News Hour. As always, I'll let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KGK in the newsroom. Tim Riley, executive producer, 1F Matt Peterson. See you tomorrow. Be safe. Thanks for listening, y'all. Bye.
everybody. Have a happy new year. Ho, ho, ho.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.